how to survive the Rutgers busing system without losing your mind. I'm gonna make a quick disclaimer. The buses at Rutgers University
are not that bad.
They'll only suck for like the first 2 to 4 weeks of the semester, of each semester really. When like people are motivated to go to class, they're trying to see the professor who's in their class, they're trying to understand how the class runs. People are going out more because there's not much work. But once you get those first midterms start hitting, bro, I'm telling you, motherfuckers start locking in. Once those people who skip class start skipping class, the buses will free up, I promise you. If you continue to have problems with the buses, that's a time management problem, and that's mostly on you. Number one, make sure to check the app. There is no reason to go outside your dorm and wait for the bus without purpose. It's gonna be rainy, it's gonna be snowing, it's gonna be hot, it's gonna be cold, it doesn't matter, there's gonna be a weather problem outside. And you're gonna be a dumbass waiting outside in that weather when you can literally check on your app and see, oh, the bus just left my campus, let me wait a couple minutes. Oh, the next bus isn't coming for 5 minutes, let me wait a little bit. So that should be your mindset coming into the school year. Learning how to time the buses will literally be your best friend. The two apps I use are RU Radar and Passio Go. I prefer RU Radar over Passio Go just because the layout is just more easier to navigate. It shows each route, it shows all the stops, and how long it's gonna take for the bus to get to each stop. However, if RU Radar servers are down, gotta use Passio Go. Passio Go servers are down, you gotta use RU Radar. So that's why I suggest having both apps in case there's, you know, a mishap, you know, things happen. I did have a follower tell me that RU Radar isn't on the Play Store, so if you have an Android, apparently you have to use Passio Go. All I can tell you is,
get a fucking iPhone, buddy.
I'm just playing. Having a charged phone will go a long way at Rutgers University, because especially as a freshman, I remember I was using Google Maps because I didn't know how to get to certain spots on each campus. And you know, some of y'all are shy,
nonchalant,
you're not trying to ask questions. That's okay. Just make sure you have your phone. You can navigate the app and you can navigate Google Maps, and I promise you, you'll be straight. Number two, the routes. Don't worry. You do not need to memorize all these bus routes before you get on campus. The more you use the buses, the more you go to class, the more familiar you'll be with these bus routes. So if you're ever lost, just pull out your phone. Google, okay, what bus route is going to take me from Libby to Bush? Or go on RU Radar and see what bus route is going to take me from Libby to Bush, from College Ave to Cook Doug, and you can see all the different bus routes. So don't worry. Now, what you have to understand is that the reason freshmen move in a couple days earlier than the seniors, the sophomores, the juniors, is to get more familiar with the campus. So don't lose that opportunity. I understand you want to have your fun, and I think you should too. But remember, you need to understand why you're on campus. It's to like understand what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're freshmen, do what you got to do. You know, go through your classes, explore the different campuses, go through your schedule, understand what bus am I going to get on? What stop am I going to get on? What's the closest stop to this class? What's the closest stop to this building? And go through the rundown so that on the first day of class, you're not running around like, oh, where's Scott Hall? Like, no, I'm not going to answer you because I made this video and I'm sure it was on your For You page and you didn't want to fucking listen to me. I'm just playing. But the bus driver will stop at every bus stop, so you don't need to like pull a cord or anything like that. Whether anyone's getting off at the stop or whether anyone's at the stop, the bus driver is required to stop, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. Now, you know I have to save the best for last.
Weekend buses.
Oh my goodness, I'm just playing. The weekend buses are one of the worst things about Rutgers University. It's another episode of
Are You Screwed?
So really, unless I'm going to a party or an event that's on a different campus, I'm most likely staying on my campus. If you like to party, you like to go out a lot, you like to go to frats, you like to go to bars, and you live on College Ave, consider yourself lucky, because you don't have to take the weekend buses on weekends to go out, and you can always just walk. What you have to understand is that there are two weekend buses. You got weekend bus one, and then weekend bus two. They will all touch all the same campuses, but they just do so in a different order. So you have to understand where the buses go, so you can know, like, it might be smarter or faster to take a weekend one than a weekend two, depending on where you are and where you're going. So I'm gonna put up two pictures, weekend one, weekend two, and these are the routes. So weekend one goes College Ave, Bush, Libby, College Ave just for one stop, and then Cook Doug. Weekend two is gonna be College Ave, Cook Doug, College Ave for one stop, Libby, and then Bush. So I'm gonna give you an example. If I'm on Libby and I'm trying to go to Bush, am I gonna take a weekend one or I'm gonna take a weekend two? The answer is I'm gonna take a weekend two, because a weekend two will get me on Libby straight to Bush. A weekend one will go through the College Ave stop, Cook Doug, College Ave, and then hit Bush. That does not make sense. So make sure you understand your weekend buses so you save time, because
time is money.
Now, that's all I have for you guys for today. I'm going to be posting my 2024 move-in vlog so you guys get an idea of how it's going to be, what it's going to be like. This is my vlog from last year when I moved into Livingston on the quads as a freshman. Going to be posting a little bit more RU content just because the school year is approaching. If y'all like the content, don't forget to follow. Don't forget to comment. If you have any questions, you can DM me or just put it in the comment, and I guarantee me or someone else will help you out. Thanks, guys. Not Too Fast, signing out.